Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. With the price of gasoline skyrocketing to unthinkable heights in the last year or so, the next shoe to drop is the price of diesel fuel, or should I say the next shoe to rise. Not that diesel hasn't increased in price. It has. Today, the national average for a gallon of diesel is $5.29 a gallon. Last year, about this time, it was $3.64, but that could be just the beginning. Bad things are happening in the world of diesel as far as the supply goes, and that equates to a possible increase in the price, and my guess is it's going to be a nasty one. There are many factors all coming together in the supply chain of diesel, and although you might not own a diesel car or truck yourself, you are nonetheless going to feel the pain. It might not necessarily be at the pump, but prices will likely rise at just about every store you go to. It is estimated that 95% of goods travel at some point by a boat, truck, or train powered by diesel fuel. The war in Ukraine has certainly been pinching supplies, as Russia is a major exporter of diesel, and China will soon implement an export restriction on a variety of goods, diesel being one of them. Add in some shutdowns of diesel refineries both in the U.S. and Europe, and historical low inventories of the fuel worldwide, and it has all the makings of a severe inflationary spike in diesel over and above the bad inflation we are already seeing in other goods. Estimated costs to the U.S. consumer and the economy from spiking diesel prices exceed $100 billion. The actual cost, depending on how high prices go, remain to be seen. Transportation fuel is the most common use for diesel, which powers most trains, semi-trucks, and yes, some automobiles, all using it in lieu of gasoline. A ton of it is used for ocean freighters, often called the dirty fuel, as it is easier to refine than gasoline. It is most commonly used in large engines and power plants, which are the lifeblood of supply and power for almost everything we buy. Making matters worse is a threatened workers' strike deadline of December 9th from the railroad unions wanting improved health care and other compensation-type demands. If the railroad strike comes to fruition, estimated costs are an astounding $2 billion a day to the U.S. consumer every day the strike takes place. If you think supply lines are slow now, just wait and see what happens if the train stop running. Europe is preparing what it knows is coming, anticipating empty shelves due to shortages. They are prepping for a possible run on cash, aka the banks, as people start to hoard both cash and goods. Many countries expect the same and are acting accordingly before supplies get critical. More alarming is the fact that diesel is also widely used as heating fuel, mostly along the eastern seaboard, but also warming homes and businesses in a variety of regions worldwide. Should a cold winter be in store, things could get very ugly in many areas of the country and indeed the world. With supply chains already constrained to a variety of reasons, from the war, the COVID shutdowns, and a lack of available workers, a spike in the cost of the main fuel used for shipping will likely further stress retailers and consumers in obtaining goods in a timely manner. The result will be even higher prices and lack of availability on many items as shipping costs escalate. With the Federal Reserve trying to tame inflation and consumers already feeling its effect on their pocketbooks, a spike in diesel will further add to the cost of just about everything we buy, and thereby amplifying the inflation and the scarcity of goods we are already facing, and in the process making the Fed's job of quelling inflation that much harder. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. The newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice, nor does it represent the opinion of any bank, investment firm, nor this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.